All right, hello and welcome to the Office Dev Show. We are here for episode 2 of the Office Dev Show, which is the show that covers off everything Office 365 extensibility related. And for today's show, we're actually going to be starting a series, the Getting Started series, which will talk about all things on how to get started developing for Office, Office 365 and SharePoint. And today with me, I have Richard DiZarega.
Yeah, I got my name right. Yeah, you say better than Jeremy does.
So. Good.
Excited to be here. This is, you know, getting started and helping developers kind of ramp up on our services and development patterns is a big passion of mine. So excited to see where we take this this getting started series. So.
Yeah, awesome. And this will be fluid too. So as we put a couple of these out and we get some feedback from the community, maybe we'll take it in a little bit of a different direction, but we'll see how things go. So we'll keep it open and flexible.
Cool.
But for today, what we wanted to do is really talk about some of the pivots and some of the different ways that we've seen and heard developers approach Office 365 development and Office development and SharePoint development and the different flavors, and really try to dispel some of the confusion and maybe talk about some of the technologies that we'll focus on or some of the pivots that we'll focus on in future episodes, but really do a lay of the land type of show for this one, just to get us started.
Yeah, you know, there's so many different kind of ways you can start the discussion around our extensibility. You know, a lot of times we start with the history and kind of leading up to where we are today. You know, this kind of boils it down to like three buckets that are really palatable and really kind of help I think cover most of the major components that we need to worry about when we're going to do this. So
yeah, I thought so too. And so I think what we'll get started with, and folks following along online, basically the first one we thought we'd break it into is the audiences pivot. So really this commercial versus consumer breakdown. And again, the reason, you know, we thought we'd start there is the history, right? Where before we had commercial and consumer APIs, and then as of Build this past spring, Build Conference 2015, we really took a big step in converging these APIs and really making them consistent across the board.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I heard someone kind of talk about this week a little bit about the evolution of Office and how, you know, we really started with a bunch of clients. And they all came, some of them came through acquisition.
Yep.
And it was really all about the client. And the client really was used by both consumer and commercial. But once we started to step into some of the server components, right? Mm-hmm. Not just having a client, but a server component. So things like Exchange Server and SharePoint, and you know, even things like Lincoln, which was, you know, came from Live Communication Server, and you know, all of that. That's where it really started to have a pretty big boundary between the commercial and consumer. And so we kind of took this path of splitting out, and they got really, really wide, and it was really huge disparity between one versus the other. And now I think what we're really kind of saying is that there might be a different way that I authenticate on each one of these, but ultimately we want to get to more of a consistency in how I work with these services. And so I think that, you know, the Build stuff was great, and we have a lot of vision on moving forward with that as well.
Yeah, exactly. So OneDrive really took the first step forward with converged, or the preview of converged APIs across OneDrive and OneDrive for Business. And then if you watch episode one with myself and Ina Arenas last week, we talked about the Unified API, the Office 365 Unified API, which takes a giant step forward in really creating one endpoint for all of these APIs to come under. And then we also touched on the authentication piece as well. And we talked about MSA versus org ID or work in school ID. And she did mention that in the preview, we are working towards converging and having one auth token to use across all of the services that fall under Unified API.
Yep.
So the hope is as more of the endpoints really you know, latch onto this consistent API across the board, will have also a unified, easier authentication
It'll
story
as well.
It'll
become very like transparent for the developer. They shouldn't have to worry about those components.
Exactly.
So, you know, obviously OneDrive was another one of the first ones. Another one that was that's already kind of taken that path of unification is OneNote.
Yes.
So, you know, OneNote are the identical APIs as I go and do something with maybe a notebook that lives inside of something like SharePoint or OneDrive, and then the consumer side that might live in OneDrive as well, but the consumer version. So,
exactly. Yep.
Yep.
Excellent.
So yeah, that exciting to see, you know, a great reach for both of these different products. And you know, as we go into kind of talking about maybe the next step, which is the endpoints, is, you know, we've done a lot of talking so far about the API endpoints, mm-hmm. but there's also kind of that concept of building into some of these tools. And so, you know, when we talked about that Office kind of started as something that everyone used, organizations used it and individuals used it. And that was really the first popular place to do extensibility, was kind of extending those products. Well, yeah. As we kind of went into a server version of Office and with Office Online, mm-hmm. you know, that's another interface that we might want to extend that is definitely hitting both the consumer and commercial services. So, you know, you have that as a part of Office 365, and it's a part of also the OneDrive consumer. So we want to be able to extend those experiences as well and have that consistent across those two.
Exactly. And I think this is by far the stickiest piece that I hear from developers everywhere, right? Even developers who've historically followed along with the Office extensibility path of Visto add-ins and COM add-ins and VBA macros, and even on the SharePoint side, you have the full trust code developers. Everyone's a little bit confused about add-ins and APIs and online and on the iPad and where do they all fit in. So I think the second pivot that you and I could take as we get through this series is really showing folks where exactly these extensibility pieces fit in across our entire platform story, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's we want that to be a very consistent experience regardless of where we are, but it's just letting developers know where all those kind of touch points are.
So, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so basically that's the major breakdown in the endpoints as we see it, is there's the add-ins that fit inside of Office across all the various platforms and flavors, so desktop and online and iPad and eventually Android and eventually Windows Universal apps. And so that's the add-in piece, and SharePoint as well. Sorry for forgetting the one that's nearest and dearest to my heart. And then APIs, which are really RESTful APIs, OData compliant, that are accessible through any web application, really any technology.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. I like the saying, you know, for the endpoint piece is, you know, I can either put my customization in your app, the Office
yep.
suite, or I can bring the Office suite into my existing standalone app, right? We're going to support either of those directions, and they both have, you know, really strong stories across, you know, all those different places that Office runs.
Exactly. Yep. Very cool. Yep. And so that leads nicely into the third pivot that we thought was important to cover for developers, is this whole technologies pivot, or, well, what language can I actually create these extensibility solutions in, right? And historically, we go back to the fact that, you know, SharePoint development was done with C# and full trust code, and then Visto and VBA, obviously
macros.
VBA and macros, and also
done. Who doesn't like doing that?
I love macros.
Do you?
I do.
You could at least like record them and then like play them back, and it
yeah.
was like your way of like writing code. You could, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But you know, I guess the main pivot here being the fact that you can write in any technology, and so we want to actually take you through some of these examples and some of these technologies and languages, and even ones that I forgot because didn't include them on the slide. But we'll show you different examples as well as we go on.
Yeah, I mean, I think the key here is that you see a bunch of technologies on there, but I think, you know, really, we want to come to where developers are. So if there's, you know, a platform that is popular for developers, you know, we want to try to do more interesting things there. So, you know, it's funny, I saw some background statistics. I don't know if I should share them, but there was some background statistics on when you use things like the API sandbox, mm-hmm. you can vote on, well, what language would I like to
yep.
work with here? Or you know, what's the most popular getting started pages based on language? And, you know, I was surprised how high things like PHP didn't surprise me so much, but
yep.
Python had a lot
yep.
of votes. And if that's your deal, if that's what you like developing in, we certainly don't want to preclude you from being able to develop with that. You know, we really want to cater to all those things. And, you know, really the way we've decided to do a lot of our integration, using like pure web technologies or if you're doing things on the API front, mm-hmm. is following, you know, RESTful OData endpoints that you can go connect into. I mean, you can already do that with almost any platform, but mm-hmm. what we're doing a lot is we're looking at where that interest is with developers, and based upon that interest, we'll try to maybe create wrappers to make it easier. So yep. you see this both on the Azure side and the Office 365 side, where, you know, we'll look at where developers are doing things, and we might put out a new, like, Azure Active Directory Authentication Library, ADAL, mm-hmm. For a new platform, or an Office 365 SDK, so we can wrap that data, that OData layer, with a set of, like, strongly typed mm-hmm. classes that I can work with. And so, you know, ultimately what I would say is, regardless if there's an SDK there or not, you're going to be able to do things on these platforms. And in most cases, we're probably going to have some sort of SDK.
We will. Yeah, so great point. We actually do have the iOS SDK and the Android SDK that we released, Android last year and then iOS this year. So super excited about those. And they're off of dev.office.com if you're interested. And then we are in the process of working with the team, the Microsoft OpenTech team, to put together other SDKs as well. So hopefully in the fall we'll see new ones. But that won't preclude us from showing developers on this series exactly how to get started with all of the various technologies that you mentioned. So we'll do a PHP one, we'll do a Python one, we'll do a Node one, and hopefully get you going very quickly.
Yeah, a couple of the other ones that maybe aren't as like official as SDKs, though. Well, some are. So, like, I'm a big, big fan, and I think we have some plans on maybe delving into some of the mobile pieces later. But I'm a huge fan of Cordova, which is, you know, open source through Apache. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have an SDK and Visual Studio tooling for that. On the AngularJS side, that's another, again, I mean, that's from, you know, Google is the thought leaders behind AngularJS, and yet we see that being popular. And so we've put a lot of great information out there on how to work with that. And so, you know, the Azure team put together an Angular module to mm-hmm. help with authentication with these. And we even have some modules that, you know, some of the community, like Andrew Connell, mm-hmm. Waldeck, have helped put together to make that easier. So again, you know, bring whatever technology you want to the table. We're gonna help you work with it.
So. Yeah, we do. To your point, we do have code samples on dev.office.com, code samples and training as well, that have Angular samples and Node samples and all those. Just, you know, they're all on our GitHub and all on dev.office.com, ready to be learned and used.
Yep, learned.
Awesome. Learned.
Yes.
Go learn them.
Cool.
Awesome. So to wrap up, some resources that we wanted to point you to help you get started is dev.office.com/getting-started. And then there's also the dev.onedrive.com, dev.outlook.com, and dev.onenote.com sites that also are there to help developers get started with those particular workloads as well.
Yeah, so like from an all-up picture standpoint, dev.office.com is, you know, really meant to be that one-stop shop for anything that's Office development. And then, you know, maybe as I go deeper in one technology, I might want to look at, so for instance, like on the Outlook side and the OneDrive side and even OneNote, they're always maybe testing out new beta endpoints. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's a lot of interesting beta endpoints that the Outlook team's doing right now around webhooks and, you know, doing things with photos. And so, you know, going, jumping off then maybe to go that next level deeper, mm-hmm. you know, those provide a nice aggregation of that specific set of APIs. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Awesome. So we're excited to get started. I hope you are too. And so we will be back shortly on future episodes with really code. We're going to show you code. So this is the last set of slides you'll see, at least in this series, and I'm hoping for really the rest of the show. And we'll just dive right in.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things there on that getting, you know, that concept about getting started is we want to show you that, like, from sitting down from maybe a blank slate, that I can put something together pretty significant in a short amount of time. And so these are, you know, short little videos that you can kind of take in, you know, during just like a coffee break.
Yep.
And we want you to see that during that same coffee break, you could be knocking out some kind of cool solutions, whether that be a neat add-in or connecting to some of these APIs. And so we're really hoping to kind of fit that getting started into driving kind of a cool solution in a short amount of time.
Exactly. And so just to fill you all in, the inspiration for this series actually came from something you did, Rich, for me about a month or so ago, I would say, maybe 2 months ago, where I had somebody asking me for this one sample, and we couldn't find this one particular sample. And finally, you know, I got on IM with Rich and said, hey, do you know if we have this? And he's like, well, hold on, let me look. And no lie, 15 minutes later, I had a recorded demo that was 9 minutes and 14 seconds long, I think.
Yeah, something like that,
of Rich pulling together an Outlook add-in. So there you go. In less than 10 minutes, you can have an Outlook add-in, and we'll show you how.
Yeah.
On this series.
Excited.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us, and happy coding.